It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's time for Ask Ross, presented by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, you can go to our app, Keystone Sports Network, or Keystone Sports app on your phone, excuse me. Find the Ask Ross tab, click on it, submit your question, gets asked on the air, and is deemed the question, the best question of the week. You will receive a tailgate box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some sauces and rubs, and we will announce the winner of this week's question in the beginning of quarter number four. Okay, Ross, are you ready? We got a few this week.
I am ready.
All right, let's go with Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Ross, it seems to me that the value of the center position is extremely high in college and NFL recently because they work in concert with the quarterback to make calls at the line of scrimmage. Why do you think it is that centers are almost never drafted in the first round or even in the second round? It seems to me like even the best centers in college end up in rounds 3 and 4, yet their responsibilities and value to their teams is considerable. Where's the disconnect? And am I seeing this in the wrong way? Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah, I think that is a good question. I think really good centers are taken in the first round. You know, Garrett Bradbury from NC State, the Vikings took him in the first round.
Travis Frederick.
So if there are guys that people think are a big time stud and will be their starting center for 10 years, they do take him in the first round. What I think is the issue is I think it's hard at times to identify the centers in college that are going to be those type of guys. You know, the offensive tackles, it's like the dude from Louisville, right? Who's like 6'7", 360, runs like a deer. It's like, yeah, that guy looks like a first-round pick to me. You know, Tristan Wirfs, right? Total monsters, okay? Like, these guys are total freaks of nature. A center, like, is usually not that type of deal. He's not a what Bill Parcells would call a planet guy, meaning there's only so many people on the planet that look like him. Look at some of the best centers in the NFL, like Jason Kelce. You'd barely even realize that Jason Kelce is an NFL player. He weighs like 290, 6'2", 290. You'd be like, what, that guy? And so I think that's what happens. Alex Mack was a first-round pick. I mean, if you really look at it, the guys that are starting and are good players for a lot of teams in the league, when Nick Mangold was with the Jets for so long, a lot of those guys were first-round picks. But I think if the team thinks you are a first-round pick center, a starting center for 10 years, they're going to take you. You're going to go mid to late first round. That's going to happen. I think that there are years, though, where nobody really fits that bill, where they think this guy is definitely going to be. I think only like 3 to 6 centers get drafted a year.
Right.
Because the other thing is, if you're a center only, you don't represent a lot of value unless they think you're a starting center. Like, they got to really think you're a starting center. Otherwise, you don't represent a lot of value because there's only 7 guys suited up for a game, although that's changing this year. It'll be 8. So, man, you know what? That might help centers a little bit, that there's going to be 8 offensive linemen dressing for games, because before they needed the versatility more.
I had a Penn State, former Penn State center who played inside of the last 2 decades for the Nittany Lions, tell me that the center position has evolved so much in the last 5 years that he probably would not recognize the position today. Would you agree with that, Ross, that it's changed that much in the last 5 years? I mean, do you think it's changed that much?
No.
You played not that much.
I don't think
he just played center. He said, just as what I was responsible for as a center and what a center's responsible for today has changed dramatically.
Well, if anything, the center is responsible for less now because the quarterbacks are responsible for a lot more. Back at the start of my career, the center did everything.
Right.
Protection-wise, calls. What happened is New England and Indianapolis had Brady and Manning doing it, and people realized, you know what? That guy's actually like standing up. He doesn't have a 342-pound monster 6 inches from his nose. Maybe he's got a better view of what's going on at the safety position and their rotation.
All right. The next question comes from Jerry in Arlington, Texas. Home of the Cowboys, right? Arlington?
You're darn tootin'.
All right. The past few years, the Penn State offensive line seems to have had issues with defensive line stunts. The best point for me that I've seen recently is the Kentucky game. If you agree, what can be done differently to help the offensive line prevent free shots or more open shots as the on the quarterback? Was it coaching or just linemen getting beat? I'd love to hear your opinion. Thanks.
It's really just working on stunts. It's working twists and games and stunts during the week and having a better feel for being able to go through and pick those things up. I thought, kind of under the radar, that Kentucky game was one of the most disappointing offensive line games Penn State's had in the last 3 or 4 years. They were really bad that day.
They were just bad.
And it was like Bates and McGovern, and it was a bad, bad day. It was all of them. And I don't know if they were thinking about going to the NFL or what was going on, but that was I think they'd probably win that game if the offensive line played better in that game. I don't know what got into those guys that day, but it was not good.
All right, the next question comes from Bill in Easton. He said, Ross, I loved your rant recently about going to events just to post on social media. But anyway.
I don't even remember like saying stuff like that. I remember it,
yeah.
I must have not been here during that week. But my question is, with Kirk Ciarrocca using a zone read type of blocking scheme, does it differ from past schemes, and will it be hard for the offensive line and backs to learn in a short amount of time? Would you expect to step forwards, backwards, until everyone gets on the same page? Thanks.
They've already been doing a lot of zone stuff. It's not that big a deal at all. It's really not. I would say neutral. I wouldn't say they step forward because of it. I wouldn't say they step backward because of it. I think it just is what it is. So I'll say neutral.
Excuse me. The Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. Let's continue on with your questions and his answers. This one comes from Ken in Mount Holly Springs. Ross, I have a food question for you. Mm-mm. Uh-oh. That sets it up right there.
That usually makes it a very good chance that it's a good question. Very good chance.
All right, we'll see. Recently, you talked about the importance of better nutrition as high school athletes transition to college. I remember you speaking to a chef from the Eagles on your podcast.
Wow.
And it seems you're a big fan of good food. That would be yes.
Yeah.
Now, I just saw where 13 players on the Tennessee Titans, including Daquan Jones, they've switched to a plant-based diet to improve their performance. My question is whether you're hearing anything about college or NFL programs leaning into or adopting more of a plant-based diet approach to performance enhancement.
I am not. That is news to me. I will say that the teams are so much better at nutrition and sleeping and the smoothies and stuff than they were when I played, so much better. I feel like I'm even so much more knowledgeable. I don't know enough about the plant-based thing, if you're getting the protein and stuff that you need to. I don't know what the reasoning or logic is behind that, obviously other than it's healthy, but it's interesting for sure. That will continue to be an area in which football programs try to separate themselves, because it's a place where you can spend when there's a salary cap in the NFL and there's, you're not allowed to pay the players in college, but you can always try to improve what you're putting in them and what you're giving them.
For top end players in NFL, they, you know, a lot of them have personal chefs these days. When you played, do you remember players having personal chefs, or did you recall players? I mean, I know you played for the Patriots at some point. Do you recall players having personal chefs when you played? I mean, it's very...
Not really. Okay. I mean, but to be honest with you, I also didn't really talk to them about it that much. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, what are you having for dinner tonight? Like, right. I don't think very many guys did. I mean, even Brady, I think this is a, I think the personal chef has been more since like a 2010 thing. There were guys that had PAs, personal assistants. That was new to me. There were some guys that had those that would handle their scheduling and stuff like that that I thought was interesting. But, you know, I would primarily just take what the facility, what the team gave us. You go there for right. breakfast. I'd have something for lunch. I'd pack up something else for dinner, put it in the fridge and take it home. I never went to the grocery store and I ate pretty healthy just getting stuff from the team.
All right. The next question comes from Christian in Allison Park. That's near Pittsburgh, he said.
Yeah, nice. I knew that.
Ross, assuming they're considering the same school, do elite recruits factor in or ignore other elite recruits at the same position? Also, does it vary by position? I'm wondering if three or four elite Penn State offensive linemen recruits committed, would the fourth be excited or scared away?
It's a great question.
Ooh, Christian, great question. Well done.
And the answer is, it depends on the kid and it depends on the position.
Okay. Oh, I want to hear the position depending.
Right. Well, if you're a quarterback and they already got another quarterback, you're usually, you're usually like, I'm not going there.
Right.
Right. But some kids like Sam Darnold and like Michael Johnson say, I'll go there anyway. I'm not worried about it. But that's the position where it impacts you the most. You know, I do think if a school gets two great offensive tackles, for example, I don't know if you're going to get a third great offensive tackle, like a top 100 kid. I think he's not going to be fired up. Now, if he's a center and they got two tackles, then he's fired up. So to answer his question, I think on some level, you're like, yeah, all right. I do know this. The kids these days spend a lot of time trying to get the other kids to come on board. You know, there's no rules on recruiting amongst the recruits themselves. And I think someone said Nick Dawkins was big for that for Penn State, the kid out of Parkland. But I think for the most part, at every other position, you are excited. At your position, I think you're excited to a point. You're excited to a point until where you think it might affect you. Now, there's some guys now, they like the two running back thing. They're like, oh, this is great. I'll be able to split carries and I'll be able to go to the NFL after that. That didn't used to be the case at all. It used to be a one running back thing.
All right, that'll do it for your questions. Stick around. Quarter number four is coming up next.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.